But we're focusing on small businesses, and we want to bring on Daniel and Ryan Madelon, and they are from the Second Chance Bail Bonds. And right now, I would imagine business is really slow in the fact that, I mean, if you look at what's going on in the world, there's everybody's at home. So there's I don't know that there's a need necessarily. Now, I did see on Georgia 400 that somebody was driving 120 miles an hour and caused a police officers to chase them on the interstate. So if that person got caught, which I think they did, they'll probably be in need of a bail bond at some point. So what is it that you guys are seeing happen more often than not with your business? I know it's going to be slower, but has it come to a screeching halt?
It hasn't come to a screeching halt. But yes, arrests are down for sure. We've prided ourselves on a lot of attorney relationships. So people that are currently in custody that did not have bonds set are getting them. And then they are setting bonds for more of the serious charges currently.
Daniel, I want to ask you specifically, I was reading on your website about some of your background and a little bit of your testimony and how that your background with a drug habit that could have destroyed your life, and you turned that into an incredible story, a succession of failed treatment attempts. But then you found a recovery center that worked, and in the process kind of discovered your entrepreneurial spirit. Elaborate on that a little bit more.
Well, obviously it was a long road, and now we've ended here, but it gave me a chance to work with other people and help people through situations. Obviously, when we come across some of the people, they're at rock bottom, and the Second Chance was a way for me to give back and help people through some dark times.
Man, it's unfortunate that that people run across that, but it's good to have somebody that is there to listen and understand and help out. And I think that's where a lot of people probably don't have that same point of view as y'all do, in the fact that they think somebody's, you know, they see them on the news or see them in the newspaper, then they're automatically guilty, and that's not always the case.
Right, and for us, it's bigger than bail bonds, and that's what separates us from the rest of the people in our industry. Is we go that extra mile, and you know, we understand people make accidents, you know, mistakes, whatever you want to call it, but we get them through the entire process, and I think that's a big difference maker, and give them a pathway when they're upside down in a crisis. We kind of give them that avenue.
Guys, talk a little bit about the tweaks and the adjustments that you've had to make in your specific industry. We've talked to restaurant owners and small business owners, and obviously with the virus and them being shut down the past month, they've had to get creative with some curbside stuff and how they're going to reopen. But what about you guys? You guys are a little bit more of a niche industry, but still, I assume, very affected by the virus and the stay-at-home orders. How have you guys had to get creative on doing things differently?
So thankfully, several months ago, we had put together a package of being able to do this paperwork online via your telephone, an iPad, or a computer. So we're very grateful and thankful for that, because now 95% of the business is actually being conducted over the phone, and then the person doesn't even have to come to our office unless they have to pay cash. So the transaction, it's actually worked really well. I'm very happy to see how it's panned out to where I'd like to see more of it when things get normal. As we all can see here, that a lot of things have changed before our eyes. But I also think some of this stuff that we've changed is not going to go back to the way it was, because we look at it now as a normal. And so the ability to complete the bond from home is exceptional. Before, it was you had to get to a fax machine or the UPS store or pay 20 cents a copy. Now we're cranking it right over email, and I can get it to you in 60 seconds. You can fill it out
that's
in a
awesome.
Couple minutes. So that solved that problem immediately. So I haven't
that's
had
great.
Any issues. We're fully staffed. We're fully open, and it's been a weird time, but we're getting through it, and we're helping people out that are in need.
Now, guys, usually I've heard that doing business with family can be high risk, right? And I don't know, Daniel and Ryan, if you guys are brothers or if you're related. I know you guys got to, or if you guys are cousins or brothers, I assume brothers, but doing business with family, you guys haven't had to throw fisticuffs at each other yet, right?
I mean, we've definitely definitely throwed a couple bows throughout the time, but Daniel's my older brother. I'm the younger brother. I'm the one who went to college, graduated. I with the drug problem back in the day, I definitely was like, you're going to be nothing, man. You're never going to get anywhere.
No.
I'm going to have to take care of you for the rest of your life. And here I am with a corporate communication degree working with my brother before him years ago. So it's a yin and a yang. It works well. So it's a good duo that we have going on.
Daniel and Ryan Matalon, they are from Second Chance Bail Bonds. And I know you guys are from Miami. So did you watch the draft last night? How'd you feel about the way your Dolphins ended up drafting?
Very excited. Start to finish, I watched the entire draft. And
me too.
I watched rounds 2 and 3 tonight. I was hoping we would get Swift at the end last night. Hopefully, maybe we got a shot tonight. I'm assuming he'll go early.
No,
but,
I want him to go to the Falcons, man. I want him to go to the Falcons.
But Tua, I'm excited. I've been wanting that since last year. So hopefully it pans out for us. But I'm glad they took the risk. I think it'll be worth it.
They called it tank for Tua, didn't they?
Yeah, they tanked for him. They got him now. Their wish came true.
That's exactly right. In the rest of the draft, it looks like it's going to be good. And are you guys worried at all about the injuries? I know you said you wanted him, so I assume the answer is no. But, I mean, a lot of people are really concerned about him being able to stay healthy. And that's the big knock, or he might have been number one instead of Joe Burrow.
Well, right, and all I think about as a lifelong Dolphins fan and growing
Drew
up in
Brees.
Miami is Drew Brees, right? I mean, you think about it all the time, and it's like, hey, you know, no guts, no glory, and I think they gotta roll the dice, and I'm excited to finally start heading in a different direction than clearly you guys know the pain that we've been in for years.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Well, Daniel, Ryan, we certainly appreciate y'all coming on and appreciate what you do at Second Chance Bail Bonds and the fact that it's just a different kind of place that you look out for people and you have a different perspective because of your own personal and past experiences. So we appreciate that. We wish you nothing but success. How can folks, in case they need you, how can folks get a hold of you?
As far as our website goes, atlbail.com is the website. And then we have multiple telephone numbers to all of our locations throughout Atlanta metro area. So I won't list those off, but it's our website. And we're on Google, A Second Chance Bail Bonds, and that's how you can reach us.
A Second Chance Bail Bonds. You guys have a great day, man. Continued success, and God bless y'all.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care. Thanks. Same to you guys.
All right, yeah, man, absolutely. So when we come back, Kirby Smart is on the injured list.